Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Crescent City Connection still twinkling purple, gold, and green against the background of a pink-gray sunrise. Could be pretty this morning. Could be a nice day overall, too, especially when you look at the way it's been to start the year. Highs of 66 today. Yesterday was nice. Highs of 72 tomorrow. 60% chance for showers on Friday, but that's early. And then highs of 70, and I was watching the news yesterday, no polar weather, no cold weather, nothing like that before the Super Bowl. If anything, kind of unseasonably warm. Highs Saturday, 63, 68 on Sunday, 70 on Monday, 70 on Super Bowl Tuesday, 68 on Super Bowl Wednesday, 70 on Super Bowl Thursday, and then we'll see what happens from there. So a federal judge has blocked that effort by the Trump administration to pause federal payments for grants and other programs, further confusing a plan that caused widespread confusion yesterday. Jan Moeller joins us now, executive director of Invest in Louisiana, try to walk us through it. How you doing, Jan?
Great. Good morning, Tommy. Great to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me, let's go back and try to get some facts here. What is it that happened yesterday? What did the Trump administration do, and then what did the judge say?
Well, late Monday night, the administration sent out what can only be described as a vaguely worded memo saying that they intended to pause all federal grants and loans that goes out to states because they wanted to review all this money that goes to states and nonprofits to see if there was anything that might violate the president's executive order. This hit states like a neutron bomb because every state, but especially Louisiana, is incredibly dependent on federal funding. Louisiana gets more federal funding on a per capita basis than just about any state. So this had the potential to affect all kinds of services that people, throughout the state depend on, and money that helps keep schools, hospitals, and all kinds of institutions in Louisiana and elsewhere going. So there was widespread confusion yesterday because the order itself, I think, was almost certainly unconstitutional. If you took ninth grade civics, you know that the Congress gets to spend money, and the president, no matter how powerful, can't just say we're not going to do this. There was a flurry of lawsuits yesterday, and a minute or so before this was supposed to take effect, a federal judge blocked the order. So it was a day of incredible confusion. I think a lot of angst in Louisiana and elsewhere. And now this is on pause over the weekend, and we'll see what happens next week.
So let's get back to the constitutional part of this. I was going to talk to you about the Congress spending the money. These programs were funded through congressional allegations that are set in law passed by the Congress, not executive order. Accurate or not?
Absolutely.
So then the president, in essence, is trying to pass veto that to veto a bill that's already.
Yeah,
you can't do that. I don't think you can. Can you?
You can't do that, Tommy. This is basic civics, and look, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a constitutional lawyer, and I don't want to play one on the radio.
Right.
But it's pretty clear that the president can't just come out and say, even one as powerful and as far reaching in his use of executive authority as this one, you can't just say, hey, Congress, all this money that you decided and voted through, you know, 435 representatives who voted on this, you can't just say, we're not going to spend this money. We're not going to do what you said. And even though what the president proposed was just a couple of week pause, that can cause tremendous harm.
Let me
to,
pick it up
people
there when we come back, Jan, because I want to talk about cash flow and all of this stuff, because it's not as though I don't know, the states are, we're talking about huge amounts of money here. I don't know if Louisiana at what point they get the money, at what point they don't. Did the order say don't spend it? I once was a program director for a while in management. I would try to write a weekend memo for the staff, okay, when I was gone, and this is what you do. And what started as two sentences, then when you see how it can be misinterpreted, became four sentences, and a two-sentence memo turned into five pages. And I only say that as an illustrative way to explain, and when you pass a law, you got to take all the ways into which it can be misinterpreted or disinterpreted, and that's why laws become so complicated, and we'll talk about that procedure, because it's not just as simple as, here's a check, go do what you want to do with it. 651 traffic now, WWL. 657, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana, about the President Trump's order to freeze grants and other programs, but a district judge withheld it. Who knows what happens from here? What would it mean for Louisiana if this was to go forward, Jan, in the short and long term?
Well, first we have to really understand. I mean, the short answer is it would be devastating. It would cause absolute widespread harm to people, to families, to students, to veterans, to public safety, to schools, universities, researchers. There's literally hundreds of programs that get funded by the federal government that affect people on the ground in Louisiana. Students with disabilities who get support from their school districts, transitional housing, programs like Meals on Wheels, or programs that help senior citizens with disabilities get rides to their doctor's appointments. There are millions of people's lives that would become much harder if this happens. But one of the problems yesterday is this order came down and people didn't really know which programs would be affected. The administration said this doesn't affect benefits that go directly to people. But then yesterday afternoon, we heard that, you know, all 50 states, their Medicaid portals were frozen. So doctors couldn't get paid for things like delivering babies or providing services to people on Medicaid. So there's a lot we need to learn. But I think if you zoom out, Tommy, the real lesson here is, you know, we understand the President Trump's agenda is to enact new tax cuts for wealthy people and for corporations, and to pay for those tax cuts by making cuts to programs and services. The way to do that, if that's what you want to do, is to go through the United States Congress and get them to pass the bill.
Out of time. Thank you.